What are the songs you love to sing along to here at 8464CA? I'll be honest with you, and the boss and the big boss here at the radio station, we're actually of the same opinion. When we came out of just 3 days of lockdown, they thought, wow, you know, is this a little bit premature? I mean, obviously, we were more than happy, really keen to be out of lockdown about a fortnight ago, and it was such a positive thing to see that it came to fruition. But I must admit, you know, certainly the talk around the office was, wow, that's a little bit premature. We kind of expected that there may be at least a few more days of lockdown before things start to ease here in Cairns. Now, just in the last couple of days, we've actually had some calls here to the radio station suggesting that maybe the taxi driver had actually received a false positive. So an interesting story this morning here on the ABC, just on the website here locally. And we're talking specifically about this case and some of the discussions that had actually come up with Dr. O'Donoghue from Townsville, one of the experts there from Queensland Health. Now, he said, while false positives do occur, they were ruled out in the two cases of the reef pilot and the cab driver here in Cairns. Dr. Donoghue said that when the reef pilot first tested positive early this month, experts initially wondered if the infection was remote. In other words, somebody who's had it well in the past and was just shedding fragments. Now, evidently, they're not actually finding fragments in the sewage here in the tropical north at this stage. Now, Dr. Donoghue said the man was retested. We're talking about the reef pilot here, using different testing platforms, which confirmed that he was positive. Now, further testing also showed the variant of his particular strain was Delta, but it was different to the outbreaks in Brisbane and Sydney. That's why there were suggestions that being on that the bulk carrier, I believe it was, out of New Zealand, is possibly where he picked it up. Now, in the second surprise case, the taxi driver, who was also tested multiple times, each time coming back positive, according to this story from the ABC this morning. So why didn't the Cairns cluster spread further? They say it's a bit of a mystery, but Dr. Donoghue put it down to good luck and good management. The reef pilot was fully vaccinated and had very few symptoms. Not even very close contacts, household-type contacts or colleagues had become sick, even though they'd been in contact with him, Dr. Donoghue said. He said the cab driver, despite being in the community for about 10 days with the virus and not being vaccinated, had also not been very infectious. Partly, that's a very, you know, to a degree, variations in biology amongst different people. What's called the viral load, how much virus is in their throat and upper respiratory tract, he said, but also it's about people's behaviour. We know people who are sensible, they wash their hands, they adhere to the social distancing and wear masks, are much less likely to transmit to other people. So despite some of the rumours that had been circulating in the last couple of days, that does seem to make sense, that's the explanation as to why. Thankfully, we didn't have a further lockdown situation here in Cairns. Doesn't mean we're totally out of the woods. You never know what's just around the corner. And I guess there's always the concerns there may be further introductions of the virus into the region. That's the last thing that we want. But interesting, certainly, considering some of the chatter and some of the talk that we've had just over the last couple of days, including from some 4CA listeners. But hopefully that gets to the bottom of it, and hopefully it's 100% right too. Let's head to news. It's coming up next at 7:30.
Every Saturday afternoon.